What the hell did you do?
Bobby.
Did you think I wouldn't care? Did you think I wouldn't mind being used as a tool for murder?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The hell it doesn't. You used me. You lied to me. You set me up to kill another human being.
I didn't have any other choice. Bobby, please, listen to me.
Shut up,
he roared, and she slapped him. Across the face. Hard. His ears rang. His eyes blinked. The shock rocketed through him, and for an instant he found his own arm pulling back. He could see himself in his mind's eye, swinging forward, smacking her back. She would fall, cut down by the blow, and he'd what, lord it over her? Feel triumphant in his physical superiority? Watch her cower as his mother used to cower, alone on the kitchen floor? His arm came down. The roaring subsided in his brain. He came back to himself, saw that he was still gripping Catherine's shoulder with one hand, and that his fingers were squeezing mercilessly while the tears poured down her face. He let her go so abruptly she stumbled.
He was going to take Nathan away from me, she said. He was going to leave me with nothing simply because he could. You don't know what it's like, Bobby, to have nothing.
You had no right.
It never would have worked if he hadn't hated me. That's the real trick to manipulation, you know. You can never make someone do something they really don't want to do. You can only make them do what was already in their heart.
You don't know that.
I saw his face Thursday night. I looked into Jimmy's eyes, and in that one instant I knew I was dead.
Liar.
Bobby, I didn't thank you for killing him, she said steadily. I thanked you because you saved my life.
He couldn't talk anymore. He was too heartsick.
Bobby.
Her hand came up. Tentatively she stroked his arm. He flinched at her touch.
I need you. You have to help me.
He laughed hollowly.
What, already got in mind someone else to kill?
Just now, when I called, my father didn't answer his phone, Bobby.
So what?
Richard Umbrio did.
End of Disc 8.